Hello, and welcome to Quick Charge by Electrek. I'm Mikey G, and it's Wednesday, October 5th. Guess what? Electrek has compiled a list of all state-level electric vehicle tax credits in the United States. With more mainstream curiosity around EVs, bolstered by a 10-year extension in federal tax credits under the Inflation Reduction Act, there's never been a more exciting time to buy an EV, and there's never been a wider selection. What many U.S. consumers may not be aware of, however, is that electric vehicle tax credits may be available to them at the state level in addition to discounts at the federal level. Electrek has you covered, even covering additional state incentives for installation of charging systems at your home. Go to electrek.co and you can scan the exhaustive article written by Electrek's Scooter Dahl. Ford is raising the price of its base electric truck model, which is the Ford F-150 Lightning Pro, and they're doing so by $5,000. The automaker is fighting through lingering supply chain disruptions and rising input costs. The lowest price Ford F-150 Pro trim will now be $51,974, compared to its previous price of $46,974. On Ford's second quarter earnings call, the CFO, John Lawler, explained to Bank of America's John Murphy, quote, "The inflation that we're seeing, that's going to continue to run through, and we're seeing that across the board, you know, from material cost, freight, fuel costs, etc. So we're seeing that continuing, and that's up." Now, it should be noted that it isn't just the price of electric vehicles that are going up, at least for Ford. Higher-end gas models are also getting a price increase due to the ongoing shortage of semiconductors. As a matter of fact, other automakers like Rivian and Tesla have already raised prices anyway. Ahead of the start of sales in Europe coming this year, Hyundai has updated the expected range for the IONIQ 6 electric sedan. This Streamliner's WLTP range has been revised to around 382 miles. A very slight gain, but a gain nonetheless. In addition to being a highly efficient EV, Hyundai is boasting that the IONIQ 6 is going to be the most aerodynamic on the market. The drag coefficient is 0.21, and that's definitely on the top end of the bigger auto companies. However, it still has a way to go to compete with the smaller electric companies like Lightyear or Aptera. But anyways, the IONIQ 6 will go on sale in Europe later this year, followed by the North American release in 2023. One major tidbit of information that we're missing is actually about the price. We hope to learn about that ahead of the European launch. After almost a year of teasing fans, Chevrolet finally introduced its first all-electric truck, the Chevy Silverado EV. And now we have some pricing. The Silverado EV will be available in two models, the RST and the WT, just to start. More trims are expected to join a little bit later. The Chevy Silverado EV WT will be the first to debut in the spring of 2023 on GM's longest-range battery, which General Motors says will get about 400 miles of range. The WT has a starting price of $39,990 plus a destination fee of $1,695. All the models will come with a tow and hauling mode, trailer hitch components, and trailer brake controller. In addition, they will feature DC fast charging up to 350 kilowatts of capability. The Silverado RST trim is the automaker's premium edition that will come in at $105,000 plus the $1,695 destination fee. This model includes upgrades such as the adaptive air suspension, advanced trailer system, and the available multi-flex gate. Although the company has teased images of a Trail Boss version, we have yet to hear any information on the cost and what that would entail. The automaker says that it will unleash the full Silverado EV portfolio as the production capacity builds up, but that very well could come from the fruits of General Motors' battery investments, which will take some time to actually occur. Just months after announcing its expansion into several European markets, Chinese EV maker BYD, or Build Your Dreams, is making quick moves to get more EVs on the streets overseas. German car rental company Sixt has just signed a purchase of around 100,000 EVs from BYD, and that will be available for rent in Europe beginning this year. The first stage of the agreement includes several thousand BYD electric vehicles that'll be available to customers this quarter, beginning in Germany, France, the Netherlands, and the UK. According to Sixt, the initial order of BYDs will be the first phase of a 6-year rollout that will roughly total 100,000 vehicles. This massive purchase agreement is part of the rental company's strategy to electrify 70 to 90% of its fleet in Europe by the year 2030. And if you ask me, I'm wondering why they didn't go with Tesla, because I know that Hertz did here in the USA. Perhaps it was price, perhaps it was availability, but that would have been cool if Tesla scored that big of a contract over in the old world. ChargePoint, which is a leading electric vehicle charging infrastructure company, is launching a new charging solution that is aimed at businesses. The company's new platform is the CP6000 charger, and ChargePoint is calling it the most flexible and serviceable global AC EV charging solution for all types of EVs. The CP6000 is scalable with an output range of 3.7 to 22 kilowatts per port. It can be integrated with the company's software platform, which allows businesses to monitor sales and energy costs in real time, along with price controlling. All right, in today's opinion time, I really don't have too much to say about today's stories, but I will point out that I will be contributing more to the content on the other Electrek YouTube channel. That channel has primarily covered electric bicycle content, of which I have made some of those too, but we're going to be putting more car content on it starting just yesterday, actually. I posted up a YouTube short to get the ball rolling, telling folks how to get more range out of their EVs. Of course, YouTube shorts aren't really all that comprehensive, and longer videos would be, but there are more longer videos coming too. Right now, I'm actually working on a video version of that state tax credit article that I just mentioned, and that one's actually pretty tough. I'm a little scared that I'm going to make a mistake somewhere, covering so many numbers in so many places with so many exceptions. Hopefully the comment section will be merciful to me, the way that most of you have been on this channel. If you haven't already, you can go to that channel and subscribe to see more electric vehicle awesomeness. In today's community comment found on YouTube, Doug Grinberg says, "Regarding camera-only Teslas, it's hard for this layperson to imagine safe automated driving in all conditions with just cameras. Imagine worse combination of snow, sleet, hail, rain, fog, steam, strong winds, lightning, low light, glare, and on and on." You know what, Doug? If Tesla vision is anything like my vision, then there will definitely be some holes in it. Fortunately, Tesla hopes that their vision can not only be magnified by the number of cameras, but I'm going to guess by the number of vehicles on the road as well. Long ago, I heard dreams of artificial intelligence in cars being able to communicate one car to another, even across brands. And my hope is that with enough Tesla vehicles on the road, sharing all that data in real time, the number of cameras will multiply, and then far exceed the capabilities of just one set of human eyes. At least that's my hope. We'll have to see what actually becomes of it. There's going to be plenty of storms and mountains to come through in the wintertime, so we may see how the Teslas perform coming soon. Thanks for your comment, and thanks for watching Quick Charge by Electrek. I'm Mikey G, and I hope you have a great day.